Thank you, Lulu.
You're welcome, Gail. Thank you.
You bet. Hi, Jose. This is Gail. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing well, Gail.
Good, good. So I understand you and Lulu were talking about the first page listing that we're filling out today on Google, and it sounded like you were interested in getting something going on Facebook as well. Is that right?
No, I just think I'm more interested in just the Google section for now. I want to see I want to see kind of some of what you guys can do for us.
Absolutely. So what I'll do is I'll walk you through how everything works. If you have questions as we go, just let me know. And if this makes sense for you and makes sense for us, we'll go ahead and get you set up on this listing today. Fair enough, Jose?
I think that's fair enough.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. Now, I was looking to see what you had so far for online presence, and one of the first things I ran across was a home advisor and Angie's link. Is that current?
That's active, yes.
Okay, and tell me how is it working out for leads there?
I mean, the leads come in. Some are some are good, and some are bad.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, are you paying for everyone that comes through?
I don't know. I think so. I think so. I gave them a budget, right? And so, you know,
nice.
I think there's certain ones that are extra, and then there's certain ones that are just standard. What I got.
Okay. No. Okay. And are you liking what you're getting there so far?
I would say we're not contacting them as much as I would like to.
Okay.
That's because of the backstory that I know about them, that there's other contractors, they charge a lot for each lead.
Right.
And some of the leads are just bogus.
Oh, wow. Okay. And then now I just noticed something too. On your Angie's page, there's a link for a website. It's mtzreconstruction.com. And when I go to that website, it says that the site is down. Did you know that?
Yeah, so I have... Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So I have not... Thank you for reminding me. I do have a website.
Oh, great.
I do have a really awesome website. And then what would I say? Yeah, I need to update that. I need to change that website.
Okay.
The URL.
Oh, okay. Now, you don't own that domain name then? The mtzreconstruction.com?
No, now I don't.
Okay, gotcha. Now, do you own a different domain name that you'll be parking the website on? Fantastic.
Yes.
Okay. We might actually be able to help you with the website too. I'll know better when I get over to our pricing. So, I think I've got a good idea. I found your Facebook page also. That is you. That is you. Perfect. I love your Facebook. You've done a great job.
Yeah, thanks.
That's great. You bet.
Absolutely.
What's that? No, I know. You know, people forgive that, though. It's good to use that content on there and that you're posting and that people can see your work. I mean, that really is a big deal. So, and you look very down to earth. Everything is good. So you are looking good across everything I'm seeing. So one of the first things that we'll do, Jose, is we'll close the Knoxville area for your category of general construction. And we close that for a 50-mile radius around home base. So what that means for you is inside that 50-mile radius, we'll never work with or promote any of your competitors into that first page position. So MTZ is the only company that we'll be placing there. And that's actually very strict Google rules that we follow as Google Premier Channel partners. We're not even allowed to take another client on in your area who offers any of the same services. So, for example, if we list bathroom remodel, kitchen remodel for you, we'll never be able to take another client in the Knoxville area for those services because you've got them locked up. So our company is based in Fountain Valley, California, but in full transparency, I work remotely. I live in Colorado, and it's snowing right now. With the pandemic, we all got sent home to work. And then we do all of the programming necessary so that MTV does show up right in the map section on the first page search results on Google anytime anyone is searching for your services. So, for example, again, I'm going to pick on bathroom and kitchen remodels. It seems like that's probably unnatural for you too, deck installation, things like that. So for all of your services, we'll make sure that you come up in the map section, and then they're able to just click and call you directly. So we'll get your Google Business profile up and programmed so that it does appear when they're searching, and then you'll be a one-click option to call. And we don't filter or screen those calls at all. They all go directly to you, and there are no requirements or restrictions as far as how many you have to take or can't take, how many you turn down. You do business the way you would normally do business. So we're not going to be sticking our nose into what you're doing exactly. So what a lot of our clients will do is they'll hand pick through the better jobs that come through and decide which ones they want, which ones they don't want, and move on with life. Easy as that. And we don't charge for clicks, leads, or calls. They're unlimited. So it doesn't matter if you bring in 10 new clients or 110 new clients and you're adding trucks and crews like crazy. Your pricing always stays the same. And then, of course, you'll have people calling you rather than you chasing them down, which sounds like that'll help you out quite a bit too, not having to chase people around.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, you know, I believe in both ways. I believe chasing them, and I believe, you know, them coming in. So
you bet, absolutely. Well, and if you can have both at the same time, that's the bomb.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let me ask you this: what is a good question to ask? Do you know anybody else in the Knoxville area that kind of like has an example of what this is going on? So like if they type in deck, like a deck builder, you know, that I want to come up. You know what I mean? I want to be the, you know, one of the first ones to come up. You know, we have good
right
and good Google.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what I'm looking at too. You've got good reviews everywhere. You are 5 out of 5 stars, hands down. And that's going to be perfect. So the Google Business profile that we'll set up for you too is going to store your Google reviews. And that's one of the things that people look at too is those Google reviews. They look at how many stars you've got, and that's going to help you when you're sitting in that map section.
I've been training for this a little bit, so you know, I kind of get, you know, it's going. I think what I'm looking for from you guys is just adding another element into you know what I mean?
Yep, exactly. Another layer. Perfect. So, in fact, I'm going to make a note of that too. That we need to include deck building. What other services should we be highlighting for you, Jose?
Yeah, so on my website, I have garage builder, I have an addition builder, and then I have a covered, what do they call it? A covered, give me 1 second. Do you have a split screen? You can look at my website really quick with me.
You bet. Tell me where I'm going.
It's mtzbuilds.com.
Builds.com.
Yeah, good, yeah.
Plural. Is that the newer domain that you own? Oh, I love it.
Yes.
There we go. Additions, garages, patio covers, and sunrooms. Absolutely. Okay. Patio covers. Got it. So I'll include those with your services too.
Okay.
Nice website. Who put it together for you?
It was my, kind of like my, what would I say? It's called CGN, so it's called Contractor Growth Network, and it's specifically target contractors.
Wow, nice. That's awesome. I didn't know an organization like that existed. That's super. And your website is beautiful.
Thank you.
Okay, you got it. So, Jose, you are definitely a perfect fit for the listing. No two ways about it. Let me get you pricing. There are a couple of options.
Okay.
Since you mentioned Facebook, we'll talk about it a little bit too. One of the things we can do is run Facebook ads for you. And I was glad that you mentioned it because Facebook has become really powerful for our small businesses, especially post-pandemic and with the rebranding to Meta. So, for example, one of the things that's really cool about what Facebook allows us to do is the retargeted ads, which I'm sure you've seen if you didn't know them by name already. If you've ever searched anything recently at Google, Amazon, Facebook, just about anywhere, and then later you had an ad for something similar following you around everywhere you go, all your feeds, in your games, yep. Those are retargeted ads. And the really neat thing about the retargeted ads, they don't cost you as the advertiser anything. They're just free impressions and free branding. So it gets your brand out there. And what they found is people have so heavily turned to Facebook now to search for local services that when they do click on your ad to call you, they already feel like they know you, like you, and can trust you. So, for example, wife says to the husband, "We need a garage." Husband says, "No problem, honey. I'll take care of that." And he searches garage builders. And then he forgets about it.
Yeah.
And then he has an ad for MPV following him around, reminding him. And you know, a week or so later, after he's seen you a few times, he goes, "Oh, man, I told her I was going to do that. I better get it done. Oh, look, there's Jose and MPV. I know him because I've seen him." Click, you have a new lead. So I really love that about Facebook. I love the retargets. They're so, so powerful. So our base package for the Google first page map programming, with your credits applied, I can use a new in-business credit, which is helping you a lot. So normally that package retails at $399 a month, but with your credits applied, it's getting you down to $199 a month. And that's a locked-in price, meaning it's not going to go up later on. Even though we're bringing you in with the discounts we have available today, you're locked in at that rate forever. And our pricing is on a flat monthly rate. It'll never be anything more. We don't add taxes, click fees, call fees, nothing. Clicks and calls are all unlimited. And then we work on a month-to-month basis. We just don't believe in locking you into a contract. We believe in doing our job instead. Then we don't have to lock you into a contract. You'd be happy. So I hope the month-to-month model works for you. Jose.
Okay. So thanks for the information.
Yeah.
So the pricing sounds good. Do you guys make the ads with me, or how does that go?
Yeah, so if you want to do Facebook, the Facebook would be $100, and it's a dollar for dollar. So it would add $100 onto your monthly, and every single month we buy $100 in Facebook ads for you. And we write the ads. You can, of course, review them and tell us, you know, if you hate it, love it, what something changed. And we manage the ads and run them, make sure you don't go over budget. All you have to do is worry about gathering the inbound as they come in. Easy as that. And then for the Google Map, that we just do the programming on your Google Business profile. We'll link it to your website. We'll link it to all your socials. We'll get some of your photos up there on your GDP too, so that people can see that. So really, you know, there's the Google component. I would recommend starting with that if you don't mind my making a recommendation. And if you would like to, either now or later on down the road, we can add the Facebook component to it. And it's just an easy add-on later on down the road. And then it also, when I applied your credits, there's normally a $299 setup fee, but it lowered yours to $99. So that's a one-time only. You'll never see or hear from it again. Let me see if it's got any other inclusions for you here, too. Oh, the directory submissions. My gosh. That's a big deal. It usually costs quite a bit of money to get out to all of the directories. We get you out to approximately 60 of the most popular directories in your area. So Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Bing. We do first page placement for Bing along with the content for that. Who did I miss? Of the biggies, Chamber of Commerce, and so on, up to about 60. Kudzu is in there.
Do you have an example of where I can see this? This sounds like a great option that I'd like to be on board with. I'd like to see some of the work, maybe just not the best one, you know, but just something, you know, something.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? Let me hop over to another screen, and I'm going to send you some links. Now, this is just a copy and paste. So it's nothing pretty. But I'm going to text that to you. I've got some links to some of the clients that we work with, things like that. We can go over those, too, when that text comes through. And there we go. That's what I was looking for. Some websites for you. So the second text is actually some links to client websites that we've done, just so you can see what they look like. Did those texts make it to you?
I'm looking right now.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it says map. Okay.
Yeah. Let me know if you have any questions, too, if you can share.
Yeah. This is somebody's website that you guys work with, right?
The locksmith? Yep, exactly. He's actually got several locations now. We've been steadily growing his business for a few years. He started with just one location in California, and now he's branched out. He's got multiple locations, so we're doing all of the same work that we're doing for you, we're doing for him on multiple areas. So, you know, that's something to consider, too. How big do you plan to grow MTZ?
About 10 million. 20 million.
Wow.
A year.
Awesome. I think you can do it too. Yeah. I mean, just looking at what you've built up so far, you've got
Is
there, all going the right way.
Do you mind, do you have an ad maybe that I could see, like a screenshot or anything?
Oh gosh, I don't think I have.
I want to feel with the customer. Yeah.
I don't know if I have one handy. Let me see.
Call maybe one of your clients? Talk to
them? Well, let's see if we can find you a screenshot first. I'm looking for one of my guys over in the Facebook department. So you'll have several of my team members that you'll work directly with. Our teams are very specialized. So, for example, we have one team that just handles Facebook, another team that just handles websites, and so on, so that at each phase and each stage, you're getting the best, most specialized service.
Yeah, I get that.
Okay. one of my guys over at the Facebook department if he's got anything handy for us. He might just have something. So while we're waiting for Kyle, any questions so far from what you're seeing, what we've gone over?
No, it seems like I have a decent understanding of what's going on. Oh,
okay.
Can I look him up on Facebook and see what that, on Google, see what that looks like?
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah, take any one of them that I set you. Sure.
Okay.
Now, you might have to use their city and state in order for them to come up, but you might just find them there.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to search on Facebook. So, you should. Let's see.
No, I was going to look up on...
just on Google.
Google.
So, yeah, what for example... If you do Snap Locksmith.
Okay. What should I type in? Snap Locksmith.
There we go. And
what city is it?
So you can use, let me just double check in our system here, where his main location is. San Francisco. So if you do Snap Locksmith San Francisco. And then his Google business profile should come up on the right hand side. And then you'll see him on Yelp. And then you'll see his website. Now, you're not seeing the map, because we specifically searched the company name, so it's coming up with everything it can on that company. Did it come up for you?
Yeah, I mean, well, what I did was just put in Locksmith, Texas.
Perfect. And let's see. So I'm seeing, when I search Locksmith San Francisco, in my map section, I'm seeing King Key Locksmith, and then I see Snap Locksmith. And then I see Locksmith SS, I guess it is, how you'd say that. I don't know those folks.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, no, I was, sorry, it cut off for a little.
Oh, so when I do Locksmith San Francisco, in the map section, I see King Key Locksmith, and then I see Snap Locksmith next, and then I see a Locksmith SF. Yep, they're coming up right there on the map. And then below that is where you'd see the Angie's links, the Yelp links, and I think that's a pay-per-lead program on Yelp that one's showing up.
Is, I'm just personally, I'm having a hard time finding it.
Really?
Google Guarantee, is that? Yeah.
I was just thinking about that too. Let me see if it's available there. So Google Guaranteed is a new enough program. It's not available in every location or for every service category. But let's see what we've got for Knoxville, because it is a wonderful program. Let's see, there we go. The general contractor is in here. Perfect, it is. Okay, so do you know much about Google Guaranteed? Have you heard of it before until today?
I think I've seen it, but I've never really put interest in it.
Okay, so it is a pay-per-lead program. The nice thing about it is the leads are exclusive. They do only go to you. They don't go out to your competitors. And there are some requirements to meet the the entry requirements, I guess you call them qualification requirements, for Google. One is that you're licensed and insured. I would assume you probably are.
Right.
And then any face-to-face employees would need to go through a background check. Is that something that you'd be comfortable with?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. And so the other nice thing, too, about the Google Guaranteed is you don't pay for invalid leads. So if you get a call from someone who's outside your service area or they're calling about a service you don't perform, you don't pay for those leads. All you need to do is let us know, and we'll get those taken off. And so what happens when a Google Guaranteed lead wants to get a hold of you, you'll get a little pre-message on your phone that says Google Guaranteed message following. And then someone, you'll be connected with that live body that's calling you. And clients love it because Google backs your work with an insurance policy of their own, basically telling that prospect of yours that, hey, look, you're the real deal. You exist. You're genuine. You're good at what you do. You've got the reviews, and you're who they should call. So customers are loving it, and you get those exclusive leads that just come to you. So the Google Guaranteed process does take about 4 to 8 weeks to get through the process, sometimes a little quicker, sometimes not. It does also require that you have a Google business profile. So that'll help you, if we're closing Knoxville for you today for the general construction category and setting up your GDP, you'll have that taken care of. So you probably want to know what your lead costs are on Google Guaranteed. So let me find out what that is now that we know it's available. So it looks like your leads are going to be $48 each or less. I have to give you the higher number because it could be at the higher number, but it'll always be at least that or under. Now, they do have a monthly minimum budget. Oh, awesome. I just got that screenshot of the Facebook that you needed. I will get that to you here in a sec. For the Google Guaranteed, the minimum monthly budget is $626. That would net you about 13 good solid leads every month, so exclusive leads. Now, I'd like you to think of that $626 as a prepaid debit account. So let's just round up. Your lead fee is $48. Let's round it up to $50, just for easy math for me. I don't do math in my head very well. So once you're approved for Google Guaranteed, you would deposit the $626. Now, let's say this month you only take two leads, and then you pause because you're too busy. So you would only use then $100 of that. Next month, you'd only need to replenish up to that $626 again. So in other words, the $100 in lead fees that you used. So you're not just pouring in $626 month over month over month. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I get that.
Okay. All right. Now, Jose, let me see if I can get this over to you. I think I might have to email it to you. Our system isn't going to let me attach a screenshot or an image on our text. What is a good email address for you?
It would be, don't spam me now, okay?
But no, gosh, no.
It's, just a one-time thing on this one so far, for now.
Right.
It would be, it's Jose M. S. mtzbuilds.com.
mtzbuilds.com. Got it. Okay, let me download these pictures real quick. Oh, come on, pictures. They're good looking pictures, too. There it goes. My system didn't want to load it. There it is. Oh, I wish I could just attach it to a text. It'd be so much quicker. But we'll get it.
No worries. I still have a little bit of time before I leave.
Wow, cool. I'm sorry. Yeah. Go ahead. What was that? Jose. Oh, are you still there? You're breaking up on me really bad.
Hello?
Hey, there. There, now I can hear you.
I know, I'm sorry.
There. My question was,
I was saying while we were waiting for the photos to come in, do you guys help us, do you build the Yelp, do you put us on Yelp, do you put us on just some other random engines or networks?
Yes, up to about 60. Yep, up to about 60. So we'll hit Yahoo, MapQuest, Yelp, Bing, Chamber of Commerce, Kudzu, some I haven't even heard of. But yes, we hit all of them. Mm-hmm. We get you out on all of them. And I just sent you an email, Jose, and it's got three attachments. And it's actually kind of neat. One of the ones he sent me is for Octopools. They got those ads up fast. We just set them up as a client last week, and they've already got their Facebook ads running. That's awesome. I only know that because Octopools is one of my clients that he sent over to me.
Awesome. Good job. Did you guys make that ad for
us? Yes. Yep. We build the ad. We write the content for it. We target it so that it's targeted in front of your ideal client, the people that are most likely to buy, and not wasting your impressions on people who aren't going to buy. So we can target them too, which has been really, really helpful.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, we write the ads, run them, do the purchasing. Like I said, all you have to do is worry about gathering inbound leads as they come in.
All right. That sounds great. I like what it looks like a lot.
Okay. Well, I think we should get you set up on this listing, Jose. You're perfect for it. I mean, the way you've positioned yourself and your business, I mean, you're poised to do exactly that $10 million that you want to do. It's just a matter of getting you that extra exposure. You know, you're being seen on Angie's right now, which is great. You're getting some exposure on Facebook, also great. More would be better. And then, I mean, the big key is that first page map position on Google, though. And if you had to pick and choose, do you mind if I... Oh, are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay. I get this goofy crackly every once in a while, like you disappeared into cyberspace.
No,
do you mind if I...
I did.
Oh, I lost you again. I think you're still there, though, if you can hear me.
Yeah, I'm still here. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you mind if I make a recommendation? Which way to go? Okay. I would suggest, from what I've seen that works best for our clients, is we go with the Google first page first. That gets you added exposure, gets your Google business profile up, gets you Google reviews going, and that sets you up later as you grow to take advantage of the Google Guaranteed, which, of course, the Google Guaranteed comes at a higher cost, but getting you that added exposure now on Google and then going for Google Guaranteed later is a great strategy. If you would like even more business right now, the super easy way to go is Facebook. So putting them together, I would go with the Google Local. That's the $199 a month, and add $100 to it in Facebook ads. We write, run, manage the ads for you. We do the first page Google placement, Google business profile, programming, everything that's needed for you to come up on that first page. that gets you exposure into additional places, Facebook and Google. And then you're poised anytime you want to reinvest some of that new capital into Google Guaranteed, then we can get you on Google Guaranteed too. Then you literally storm the whole first page of Google, and it's a beautiful thing to see.
That sounds great. Yes. Man.
All right, let's go ahead and get you set up, Jose. So let me grab that listing. I'm going to close it, and then I'll gather some information from you. So I'm the lead on your account, and a couple of things I want you to know. I'm always here, and I always answer my calls. I'm on the phone a lot, so if you do get my voicemail, always leave me a message. I will call you back. Unfortunately, though, I don't have a caller ID per se, so if you don't leave me a voicemail, I won't know to call you. But what I tell all of my clients, if you ever have a problem and you're not getting a resolution to it, like if we fall down, I want to know. If it's something I can fix myself, I will. If not, I'll hand walk you to whomever can, and I'll make sure that you get your problem resolved. All right. So info gathering. So first name Jose, J-O-S-E, correct?
Right.
Okay. And then, Jose, what's your last name, please?
Martinez, M-A-R-T-I-N-E-Z.
All right. And then I don't need your digits just yet, but on the credit card that you're going to use for payment today, does your middle initial appear or just first and last?
That's a good question. Give me a sec.
I know. I always have to check. I can never remember. It drives me crazy.
The first, it's Jose Enrique Martinez, so my full name.
And that's E-N-I, whoops, E-N-R-I-Q-U-E.
Hey.
Enrique.
Okay. Yep.
All right. And that, it's spelled out like that on your card.
Yeah, E-N-R-I-Q-U-E Martinez.
Gotcha. All right. So also part of my job is to make sure that we don't have any errors in your information. So as we go through, I'm double checking a couple of different screens, making sure we've got everything right. And then best phone number for you, I would assume, is the 865-591-0712.
Yes. And so the $100 for Facebook, is that, you know, how many people is that reaching? I sent you a screenshot back to that email you sent me.
Okay, perfect.
That's kind of what I...
Oh, okay, gotcha. Gotcha, nice. So what I would suggest, continue making the posts like you do on IG and on Facebook both. And this is going to put you in front of additional people. So just to give you an idea, worst case, when they click through the call counts as 50 cents on average against your $100 in ad credits a month. So that $100 goes a long, long ways. I mean, 50 cents for somebody that's already seen your ad a few times and already feels like they know you, that's super cheap. Lead generation right there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And then, yes, you collect them through, I'm sure they'll message you through Messenger, and you'll probably get phone calls from the Facebook as well.
Okay.
I like what you got. Okay. All right, back over there, and then you're in Central Time Zone in Knoxville, is that right? No, Nashville is in Central. You're in Eastern.
Yes.
You're in Eastern. Okay, I get the two mixed up all the time. My bad.
Okay.
Believe it or not, I did pass geography in school. And then company name, I've got M. RTZ Residential Construction. Is that the right name?
It would be MTZ Builds.
Okay, perfect. And that must be a DBA. Is that your registered name or is that a DBA?
Yeah.
Either way is fine.
Yeah, DBA, I think it is.
All right. I'm sorry.
That's what's on the clerk. That's what's on the building.
Oh. Okay, perfect. And then is there an Inc. or LLC behind that, Jose?
No, not yet.
Okay. And then are you at 10729 Mercury Drive, Knoxville, Tennessee?
Yes. Yes,
I am. And then for website address, you want mtzbuilds, you fix that, .com. So mtzbuilds.com. And your phone number ending in 0712, is that what you're using for your business line also?
Yes.
Perfect. And I would assume that's your home address, the Mercury Drive?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
So I'm going to put a note on here for our text and for Google to not publish your street number and name. So Google will know
okay.
It, and they'll still pin you in the map right in that neighborhood, but not close enough that some weirdo could find you and drive to your house. So we won't publish your actual street number and name. Help keep you safe. All right.
Yeah.
And so what do we want to list for services? We're going to list general contractor, general construction, and then deck builder or deck building. Oh, I'm going to do both. Garages, additions, patio covers, and I'm missing one. Let me pop back over to your website.
Sunroom.
What was that? Sunrooms. That's what it was.
Sunroom.
Thank you. Perfect.
Oh.
Any other? Are you all right?
Yeah.
Whack your knee. Oh, okay, good.
No.
I whack my knee all the time, and I make that sound when I whack my knee. I need any other services you want to offer, or list, I should say.
Yeah, let's do painting.
Okay, good.
Carpentry. Carpentry.
Remodels.
Yeah, just put remodels in there.
Perfect.
That should be it. Remodels, honestly, is fun.
All right. And if you add services later on, we're locking you into the general contractor category, even though we're using the keywords
okay.
Deck builder, garages, additions. If you ever want to add services at any point, just let us know. We'll work
yeah.
it into all of your programming. And then you'll be all set there. And grab a couple links. I want to give them your website address. So I'm gathering everything that your technician is going to need when we do your onboarding call, which we need
okay.
to set up now. So your onboarding call, we block an hour, but it typically only takes 25 to 30 minutes. You don't need to be in front of a computer. I'm actually gathering your Facebook link, your website link, everything that your tech is going to need when we talk. I like to schedule your onboarding at your earliest convenience. I don't like taking your money and then not getting to work. And we get to work right after that onboarding call because we'll gather more information from you that your tech will need.
Okay.
So we've got a couple of openings this afternoon. Let's see. It looks like we've got a 4 o'clock, a 5 o'clock, or even a 6 o'clock your time today. Or tomorrow, we've got pretty much every hour on the hour.
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. You got it.
Yeah.
Grab that. And then I'm going to send you a Google appointment for that, or Google Calendar appointment, I should say. Let me grab that. Got to build that appointment real quick so that it holds our spot with our technician. So what we'll do, I'll call you for the onboarding call, and then I'll get you introduced to your technician. We'll go through a few things there, and I need to text you yet. I didn't do that. Okay. Oh, in just a second here, let me build this calendar appointment so I don't lose my spot there. And then I need to text you my contact information and your technician's contact. I want you to have both of us in your phone. And there we are. All right. Jose, I've got another email on the way to you. The subject line on this one is Local Splash CIE, Goofy Internal Coding, and that is a calendar appointment on Google. When you get it, if you'd open it up and then hit the yes option, I would appreciate it. Where did it just go? Oh,
okay, I got it.
Jose, my apologies. Let me fix that. I put it in for tomorrow. It's supposed to be today. Glad I double-checked.
Yeah,
I went, yeah, I don't know. I have my days off. There we go. You should have a new invite with the correct day and time. My apologies. Like I said, I told you I hate errors. I found one of my own. At least we caught it before it became a problem. Did it make it?
I should have made it. Oh, I have a...
Let me check it and see if it did what it's supposed to on my end. You should be able to just click it. Yeah, hopefully there's a yes, no, maybe option in there.
There is. There is. It doesn't... I don't think it shows. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Yeah, there it is.
Beautiful. Go ahead and click the yes.
Yeah, I did.
All right. Let's see if it did it on this end. It didn't update yet. There we go. Perfect. Thank you, Jose. All right. And then I owe you some text messages. Let me do those now so that I don't forget. Wait a second. No. We got all of those already. Okay, there we are. I wanted to make sure I was sending you all the right stuff. So the first text, or next text I'm sending, is my contact info. You can put me in your phone. And then the next one is actually where you're going to reach your technician. That's our customer service department. Sending that one to you now. All right. And Facebook, let me grab that link. Okay. Oh, so this is a business page, isn't it? Your Facebook page.
What's that?
Your Facebook page is a business page, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, Jose, did you want us to rebuild your website, or do you want to keep it as is? It's entirely optional.
No, yeah.
You it. Okay.
That's all right.
All right. And then I'm going to send you one more text. This one is just informational. It's how our call tracking works. You'll actually have an area on our system where you'll be able to log in anytime in real time and see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed from, all of those things that you need to help drive more business.
All right.
And Jose, for us to contact you, do you prefer phone, text, or email? And then what would you like to show for your hours of operation?
Phone call. Phone call.
Phone? Okay, you got it.
Jerry?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, phone call.
Okay, perfect. And then what would you like to show for your hours of operation?
I would say 24/7.
Okay, you got it. And I'll say 365.
Yeah.
Perfect. I like that. I love your ambition.
Oh, yeah. I'm crazy about work.
You know, I love working, too. I really do. All right.
Yeah, right.
So I need to get your security question set up. You know what, though? Our goofy phone system times us out after 60 minutes. We've got about 9 minutes left, and it's not quite enough. Thing. Yeah.
Actually, I'm getting into my truck.
Oh, no problem. Well, I'll tell you what. This would be a good time. Do you mind if we hang up, and I'll dial you right back, and we'll finish?
All right. Sounds good.
Thank you. I'll talk to you in a minute. Bye, Jose.